Welcome to the NewsRamp, Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 31st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. State roundup, watchdog flags failures in youth detention system, delegate pushes for stiffer penalties for fentanyl dealers. A state watchdog has flagged failures in Maryland's youth detention system, including sexual activity among three boys at a Western Maryland facility. Meanwhile, Delegate Chris Tomlinson is pushing for stiffer penalties for fentanyl dealers following multiple mass overdoses in Baltimore. In other news, a MAGA majority took over Somerset County School Board, updating literacy and math standards for the first time in 15 years. Maryland has joined a lawsuit to protect SNAP user information, and Martha's Vineyard is a popular spot for Black Marylanders and political fundraisers. Despite canceled grants, some research in Maryland continues, and a federal appeals court cleared the way for a Maryland judge to pause President Trump's birthright citizenship ban. The nominee for Baltimore County's Inspector General is facing scrutiny over residency, and the Register of Wills in Baltimore spent over $1 million on media and promotions. Prince George's County Councilman Calvin Hawkins hired former councilmember Mel Franklin as chief of staff, and negotiations may prevent Hopkins patients from using UnitedHealthcare insurance. The Associated launches new Center for Countering Antisemitism and Hate. The Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore has launched its new Center for Countering Antisemitism and Hate. This initiative builds on years of work by the Associated and the Baltimore Jewish Council, focusing on education, security, coalition building, and countering misinformation in response to the increasing surge in antisemitism. Learn more about this important initiative on CityBiz's website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.